地上。
Thanks be to God。
每一次的聚会
，Every single gathering，
可能就是以后不再有了。
May not will be unique to itself。
就是再有的话
，Even if you can repeat it，
人一定不一样了。
The people will be different。
所以每一次的希伯来书查经的讲座
，Every time we have exposition on Hebrews，
一定有些人的出入。
Surely there will be different people coming。
有一些人就不再看见了。
Some people will not be here anymore。
可能再看见的时候是在地上三十年以后。
And you may be meeting them three decades from now。
可能再看见的时候是在天上。
Or maybe in heaven。
所以我们要爱惜每一场的聚会。
Let us pray。
好不好
？Be precious about these things。
愿上帝赐福我们。
May the Lord bless us。
我们现在要加快速度，所以今天要把第四章。半章把它讲完。
We are going to speed up, so today we're going to finish half of chapter four.
那么从前有的人说呢，他我一个月不来，只有缺乏两节。
Some people say that if I miss for a certain month, I only miss two verses.
现在你一个月不来，可能缺乏两章了。
Now you will probably miss two chapters.
我们大家看第四章，我们从第一节一直念到第十一节。
Hebrews chapter 4 from verse 1 to verse 11.
希伯来书第四章一节到十节，我们轮流来念好不好？我第一，你们第二。我们既蒙留下，有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人实不是赶不上。
Verse 2.
因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，这是说听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心我与听见的道调和。但我们已经相信的人得以进入那安息，正如上帝所说，我在怒中启示说，他们断不可进入我的安息。其实造物之功从创世以来已经成全了。论到第七日，有一处说到第七日，上帝就卸了他一切的功，又有一处说他们断不可进入我的安息。既有一进安息的人，那先前听见福音的，因为不信从，不得进去。所以过了多年，就在大卫的书上又限定一日，如以上所引的说：你们今日若听见他的话，就不可硬作心。若是约书亚已经叫他们享了安息，后来上帝就不再提别的日子。这样看来，必有一安息，另一安息，惹的安息为上帝的子民存留第四节。因为那进入安息的乃是卸了自己的功，正如上帝卸了他的功一样。所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得什么有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。我们读经就到这个地方。我们上个礼拜在这里思想到犹太人在旷野用他们的不信怎样抵挡上帝。
Last week we meditated upon the fact that the Israelites did not believe in God and they were against God.
所以他们断不能进入那个安息。
And so they cannot enter into God's rest.
那个安息到底是什么安息呢？
What is this rest?
那个安息是神自己的安息。
This rest is the rest of God himself.
上帝为什么不给他们进入那安息呢？
Why did God forbid them to enter into this rest?
因为他们违背了神所定的原则。
Because they were against the principles of God.
这个安息是赐给信的人的。
This rest is given to the believers.
既然以不信的恶心抵挡上帝，神就不把这个安息赐给他们。
And since they had sinful, unbelieving heart, God did not give them this rest.
这些人丢弃了永生的上帝。
These people abandoned the eternal God.
这些人被罪所迷惑。
These people were confused by sin.
这些人心里刚硬起来。
These people were hardened in their hearts.
这些人惹神发出发怒。
They incurred the wrath of God.
他们倒在旷野。
And they fell in the wilderness.
上帝就不把安息赐给那时代的人。
And God did not give them the rest.
这就是指那三十八年，或者按其数目而说，四十年漂流在旷野的以色列人来讲。
This referred to the Israelites who were in the wilderness for 40 years.
神把他们拯救脱离埃及，却不把他们带进迦南，什么意思？
God rescued them from Egypt but did not bring them into Canaan.
是不是神的手太短了吗？
Was it because the God's hand is too small and short?
是不是神的耳朵发聋了吗？
Or that he cannot be heard?
圣经告诉我们，不是上帝的耳朵发沉，以至于不能垂听我们的祷告。
The Bible tells us it's not that God is deaf that he cannot hear us.
或是我们的上帝的膀臂是短，以致不能施行拯救。
Or that his arm is too short to save us.
还是因为我们的罪使我们与上帝隔绝了。
But our sin sin brings us away from God.
不信的恶心是一切罪的根源。
The sinful unbelieving heart is a source of all sin.
因为信神就是生命的开始。
Because believing in God is the beginning of life.
信神就是顺从的根基。
And faith in God is the foundation of obedience.
信神就打定了真理的基础。
Believing in God is the foundation of the truth.
我们对神的信就是对神话语的接受。
Our faith in God is our acceptance of His word.
神是向人启示对人说话的神。
God is the God that reveals Himself to us.
神用他的道创造了万有。
He created all things through His word.
神用他的道启示了真理。
And He revealed the truth to us through His
神
用word.
神用他的道建立了信仰。
Through His word, He establishes our faith.
所以我们对神的道出了一个怎样的回应，怎样的心，这相当决定于我们以后的路程怎么走。
Our response towards the word of God and our attitude towards it will determine the journey of our lives.
他们不能得进安息，因为他们不信的缘故。
They cannot enter into the rest because they do not believe.
第三章就是要证明这些人因为不信，所以被上帝丢弃。
Chapter 3 proves to us that they have been abandoned by God because of their unbelief.
今天我们应当何等谨慎，过一个义人有信而蒙上帝悦纳的生活。
He wants us to be cautious to lead a righteous life to be pleasing to God.
犹太人这40年在旷野漂流。
The Israelites wandered for 40 years in the wilderness.
其实是不需要的。
It was unnecessary.
因为从埃及走到迦南地，足够3天的路程就可以走完了。
Because from Egypt to the Promised Land, it only takes 3 days.
那为什么3天的路程要走到40年才走完呢？
But why did they take 40 years?
因为他们不信。
Because they did not believe.
他们试上帝，探上帝，他们观望上帝的作为。
They test and tried God and want to observe His works.
他们等于就在那边试试看，我袖手旁观，看看你能做什么。
It's as if they're standing aside to see what God can do to them.
他们惹上帝的怒气。
They incur the wrath of God.
所以上帝就在这个在他的这个启示的中间，在发怒的中间启示了一句话语。
And the Lord had saw an oath upon himself in his own anger.
不能进入我的安息。
They shall never enter my rest.
从现象来说，以色列人就不能进迦南。
From the surface, the Israelites are banned from getting into the promised
land. 这个意思就是神要与人共有的一种安息。
But the true meaning refers to the rest that's shared between God and man.
这个神自己把他自己的安息给人什么意思呢？
What does it mean for God to give us His own rest?
也就是叫人在救赎的恩典中间不再挣扎，享受神所成全。
It means that we no longer struggle within the matter of salvation, but enjoy the rest and completion of God.
我们上个礼拜提到有七种安息。
Earlier last week we talked about 7 different kinds
of rest. 第一种就是当上帝做完万有之后，创造之功结束以后，他就自己安息了。
The first form of rest is the rest of God after He's created all things.
最后一种圣经提的那安息，那安息就是神把自己的安息赐给人，叫人与他共享安息的那个真正人可以享受的安息。
The last form of the rest is the true rest that God gives to man so that we can share in Him that final rest.
第四章这里再一次给我们提到以色列人在旷野的情形。
In chapter 4 we see against the situation of the Israelites.
在这里呢，这个希伯来书的作者告诉我们，我们既然蒙留下，我们可以领受那个安息的应许。
The author of Hebrews says, therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands.
是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就是上帝的应许没有落空的意思。
It means that the promises of God must be fulfilled.
上帝的信不会因为有一些人不信就变成归于虚空。
The faith of God, the faithfulness of God will remain despite our own unfaithfulness.
神是诚信真实的神。
God is a true and faithful God.
神是不背负自己的神。
Our God is a God that does not deny himself.
神是凭着他的真实向人应许的神。
By his faithfulness he promised us.
应许这个字在希伯来书出现的次数比其他的书信更多。
The word promise appears many times in the book of Hebrews.
应许也就是神与人所立的约。
This is a covenant between God and man.
神之所以是神，因为他是立约的上帝。
Our God is a God because he's a God of covenant.
基督教的圣经成为圣经，是因为新旧约的话语。
And the Christian Bible is a new and old covenant.
立约的神是用自己的诚信真实与人应许的上帝。
Our God is a God that gives us promises based on His own faithfulness.
这个应许是什么呢？
What is this promise?
从拉丁文来看，这个字是两个字组成的。
From the Latin root word, there is two words for me.
第一就是 pre.
The first one is pre.
第二就是 mission.
And mission.
所以这个 pre-mission 加起来就是 promise 的意思。
In the combination, it is promise.
什么叫做 promise?
What is a promise?
就是给你实名制先已经把一些重要的原则同那个是神子的恩典先给你印证下去。
Because the promise refers to before mission is given to you, there is a pre understanding and precondition of what God has given.
Promise is a pre the mission.
And so a promise is a pre mission.
神还没有把使命给你以前。
Before the mission is given to you,
神已经把一些很重要的他的诚信、真实，所有施的恩典先告诉你。
God will first tell you His grace, His faithfulness, and all the promises that He wants to give you.
所以这就叫应许。
And these are promises.
上帝给我们的吩咐、给我们的命令，从来没有不带应许的。
The commandments that God has given to us always carries with itself promises.
所以神的命令跟神的应许就不能分开的。
The commandments of God cannot be separated from His promises.
神要我们侍奉他的时候，
when God wants us to serve Him,
他有一些恩典是应许我们。
He will promise us His grace.
神要呼召我们的时候，
when God wants to call us,
他有一些能力、一些恩典是预备给我们的。
He will prepare some power and grace for us.
所以上帝的恩赐同宣告是没有后悔的。
The gift and the calling of God has no regrets.
他呼召你的时候，他就给你恩典。
When He calls you, He will give grace to you.
他命令你的时候，他就给你应许。
When He commands you, He will promise you.
所以说，神的命令跟神的应许是不能分开。
And so His promises and His commandments cannot be separated.
当神要吩咐我们、命令我们、给我们一些使命的时候，他先赐下应许。
When God wants to command us and give us a mission, He will first give us promises.
立即告诉我们，既然留下了。可以得罪这个安息的应许。
And the first verse tells us, since we already have the promise that still stands.
这句话什么意思呢？
What does this verse mean?
我们是渔民，在神的审判中间，上帝特别留下一些人，为了要看他的信实。
We are the remnant in the judgment of God. He prepared a group of people to see His faithfulness.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当上帝要灭绝全世界的人的时候，
when God wants to destroy all of humanity,
他为了他自己的诚信真实，就留下一些的渔民。
Because of His faithfulness, He left behind some remnant of His people.
在挪亚的时代，我们看得很清楚。
We see this clearly in the days of Noah.
凡有血气的都要灭亡。
All living things were destroyed.
神却叫挪亚造一个方舟，然后先把他的好消息传给大家。
But God preserved Noah and the ark and spread His good news to all people.
结果那些听见好消息的人都没有接受。
But those who listened to the good news did not accept it.
他们不但犯了罪，
not only did they sin,
他们有机会悔改，他们再不悔改。
They did not take the opportunity to repent.
他们有机会听见好的信息，他们再不相信。
They did not believe in the gospel that they've heard.
所以神就除灭了那不信的时代。
And God destroyed this unbelieving generation.
希伯来书告诉我们，挪亚就定了那时代的罪。
Hebrews tells us that Noah judged his generation.
然后最后几个人进了方舟里面。
In the end, how many people entered into the ark?
只有挪亚跟他的家人一共八个人。
Only eight people in the family of Noah.
这八个人在方舟里面得蒙保守。
The eight were preserved in the ark.
这就变成新祖系的一个原本了。
And it became a new generation, the source of a new generation.
这个新的祖系就从挪亚出来了。
And the new group of people were born from
Noah. 过去那个受灭绝的旧的时代完全不一样。
And they were different from the old generation that were destroyed.
这叫做遗留下来的种子。
These are the remnants.
这叫做移民。
And these are remnants.
照样，当以色列人不信上帝的时候，
in the same manner, when the Israelites
did not believe, 神为自己的缘故留下了移民。
For His own purpose, God has a remnant of a people.
所以在圣经里，我们常常看到有这样的次数，有这样的事情产生出来。
We see occurrences of this in the Bible very often.
就是神为自己的信实留下了一些见证他忠心的那些人。
And because of His own faithfulness, God will leave behind a group of people who are faithful to Him.
所以这个时候呢，希伯来书的作者对犹太人说：“你们现在存活着，你们是渔民，你们应当不要再轻看自己这个恩典。”
The author of Hebrew is telling the people that since you are the remnant and you have been left behind, do not despise this grace.
那我们这些被留下来的人，
those of us who are still standing,
我们还有盼望，
we still have hope.
因为上帝的应许被没有除去，
because the promise of God has not been taken away.
这应许是什么呢？
What is this promise?
进入他自己的安息。
The promise is for us to enter into His own rest.
这安息是神自己的安息。
This is His own rest.
他愿意把他自己的安息赐给世界上的人。
But He's willing to give of His own rest to us.
使人与神共享安息。
So that man can share in the rest of God.
这是何等伟大，何等宝贵， 的一个恩典。
This is such a precious and great grace from God.
那我们应当怎么样呢？
What should we do?
这里就告诉我们呢，我们就应当畏惧，免得我们中间好像有的人赶不上。
And the Bible says, let us then be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it.
这个观念就提到了，得着这个安息是要努力去追求的。
It tells us that to get this rest, we must seek after it diligently.
像你跟下面的圣经节在对照的时候，你看见这个观念是前后一致的。
You will see a consistent message in the following verses.
我们大家来读下面的这节圣经。
Let us look at the subsequent verse.
这个我们一同来读这个第四节，所以我们务必竭力进入那安息。
Verse 11, let us therefore make every effort to enter into that rest.
一同来读一二三，所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信的人的样子而跌倒。所以这里提到呢，要进入安息，我们要竭力，我们也努力，我们也进入那个安息。
Verse 11 says we must make every effort to try our best to enter into the rest.
上帝把这个安息的应许留给我们。
God gave us the promise of this rest.
等我们用信者努力的态度去赶上，免得我们被撇下。
And with diligence and attitude of faith, we must diligently seek after the faith.
接下来希伯来书的作者就提到，就有那些不信的人，为什么他们跌倒？
And then the author of Hebrews talk about why the people in the Old Testament fell.
他们有没有听过这个好消息？
Did they hear the gospel?
以后
they did.
他们已经听到了这个好消息。
They have heard the gospel.
但是他们对福音的这个回应是不应该有的。
But they had the wrong response towards the gospel.
也就是他们没有好好接受。
And that is they did not accept it.
那么这里有几次提到福音这两个字出现？
Here the word gospel appears several times.
到底在旧约里面有没有福音呢？
Is there such a thing as a gospel in the Old Testament?
如果犹太人在这个旷野的时候，他们没有好好接受上帝的话语。
If the Jews did not accept the word of God in the wilderness.
所以这里呢，旧约所提的到底是不是新约所讲的福音呢？
Does this mean that they did not accept the gospel in the New Testament?
从性质来说是一样。
From its essence, it seems to be the same.
内容来说是不一样。
The content is different.
在新约所听到的好消息只有一个是单数的。
The New Testament, the gospel is singular in nature.
也就是耶稣基督为罪人死，为罪人埋葬，为罪人从死里面复活所完成的救恩，这个叫做福音。
The gospel is the salvation accomplished by Jesus dying for men and resurrecting for them.
好消息宣扬出去叫做传福音。
To spread this gospel is evangelizing.
那么在这里呢，用的名词就像这样的名词。
And he seems to be using the same term here.
所以提到旧约的时候，有福音传给他们。
He talks about the Old Testament having the gospel preached to them.
有好的消息传给他们。
In other words, good messages were given to
them. 那么他们对这个福音的回应是什么呢？
What were their responses?
他们存着不信的恶心，所以没有接受这个福音。
They had sinful and unbelieving heart and they rejected the gospel.
这就提到呢，这些人听到福音便是对他们没有益处的。
It means that this gospel was not beneficial to them.
等于呢，听了和不听是一样样的。
There's no difference between hearing it and not
hearing it. 为什么呢？因为他们对福音的回应是不对的。
Because they had the wrong response towards the gospel.
这样就给我们想到第二章第一节，我们越发郑重我们所听的道理。
It reminded us of chapter 2 verse 1, we must pay more careful attention to what we have heard.
现在我们大家注意看第二节第三节的话语。
Let us look at verse 2 and verse 3.
因为有福音传给他们，像传给我们，像传给他们一样的。大家一同读，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。在这里提到福音他们我们，大家再念一次第二节，因为有福音传给他们，像传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。或者用另外一个解释法，这一段可以这样翻译，因为有很好的消息现在传给我们，正像这个好消息曾经传给他们一样，但是他们听了这些信息完全没有什么益处，因为他们听的时候没有用信心同所听见的道一同配合的意思。
Verse 2 tells us, for we have also heard the gospel preached to us just as they did, but the message they heard was of no value to them because those who heard it did not combine it with faith.
这段圣经告诉我们是听到应当有的态度是什么。
This verse tells us of the attitude we ought to have when we hear the gospel.
旧约里面隐藏着新约里面的福音的信息。
The Old Testament has hidden within itself the message of gospel.
新约成就了旧约里面福音的应许。
And the New Testament fulfilled the promises of the gospel. And those of us who hear the gospel today, has this gospel message is hidden in the Old Testament. So when Moses preached this gospel that is hidden towards them, they did not respond with faith.
So they heard it, but they didn't.
Therefore, there's no value to them. We see the same situation among many Christians today. When they listen to a gospel, they feel that there is no meaning to it. There is also no responses. They accept the sermon, but they do not have any change in their life.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他们没有用信心领受所栽种的道。
Because they did not combine the faith with faith, the seed that they've received.
这一节圣经是圣经唯一的一次提到这样的事情。
This is the only reference to this matter.
用信心以所听的道巧合。
And that is, we must combine the gospel we hear with faith.
或者说用信心配合所领受的信息。
Or to use faith to coordinate the messages that we've received.
在这个希腊文里面,
in Hebrew, in
真道这个字,
the word true,
跟信仰这个字有一个很特殊的关系。
The word faith has a relationship with the truth.
Faith and the truth. 这有一个很正确的、一个很正面的关系在里面。
There is a direct relationship in the Greek language.
就是神借着道使人产生信仰。
And that is through the word God gave us faith.
而人借着信领受真道。
And through faith we receive the word.
所以当我们听到的时候,
so when we listen to the
word, 我们以顺从的心来领受神的话语呢?
We accept the word with an obedient heart.
或者我们用不顺从的心来这个拒绝上帝的话语。
Or do we reject the word of God with a disobedient heart?
亚伯拉罕在世界上的时候,
when Abraham was on earth,
他可以成为历史历代所有有信心的人信心之父。
He was the father of faith for all generations.
因为他对神的话看重到一个地步，神讲一句，他就信一句。
Because he has such an attitude towards the word of God that whatever God says, he believes.
亚伯兰说听了上帝的话，没有我们这么多。
He did not have so many words of God.
亚伯兰的信心比我们都更大。
But his faith was much greater than us.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他听一句，他就信一句。
Because he believed every single sentence he heard.
他凭两句就信两句。
If he heard the second sentence, he would just believe it.
神无论讲多少，他就信多少。
He believed everything that the Lord said.
他用信心以所听的道一同调和。
He combined the word he heard with his faith.
但今天许多人不是如此。
This is not the case for many of us.
我们听十句信一句。
When we listen to 10 verses, we just believe in
再听几百句,
and we are suspicious to all the hundreds of
phrases.
The word of God therefore has no meaning and effect in our lives.
不是神的话本身没有能力。
It is not that the word of God has no power in itself.
神的话因为我们的不信是我们拦阻领受这道在我们身上的效益。
And because of our unbelief, we block the effect of the word of God in our lives.
所以这里告诉我们，他们听到以后，他们对他一点益处都没有。
So here the Bible says that's of no value to them.
因为他们没有用信心去调和。
Because they did not combine it with faith.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们有怎样的态度才叫做以信心，用信心去调和所听得到？
What type of attitude should we have before we can say we are combining it with faith?
圣经告诉我们应当有个受教的心到主的面前来。
The Bible tells us that when we come before the Lord, we must be teachable in our heart.
我们就知道我们需要上帝的话语。
We must know that we need the word of God.
Come on, 上帝的话语。
We seek after his word.
所以我们已经等候在主的面前。
And so we await before him.
让神的道发出来的时候，我们如同干旱的地，吸收天降下的雨水一样。
So that when the word of God is preached, it is as if we are in a drought situation, receiving the rain from heaven.
这滋润我们的心田。
And it enlightens our hearts.
圣经在说，用温柔的心领受所栽种的道。
The Bible says we ought to have a heart of gentleness to receive the word.
我们不但渴慕，不但有受教谦卑的心。
Not only should we have a heart of humility and teachability.
当神的道进了我们心中时，我们就温柔地接受它。
When the word of God enters into our heart, we receive it with gentleness.
我有一次听见两个基督徒在讲话。
Once I heard a conversation between two Christians.
一个是做了执事几十年的人。
One has been a deacon for many years.
一个是一个刚刚信主不久的青年。
Another one is a new Christian.
这个青年人参加了一个晚上的布道会以后。
After attending a gospel rally,
他对那个执事讲一句话。
The new Christian said to the deacon.
他说昨天那个牧师大发脾气。
He said that the pastor was very fierce yesterday. He rebuked a lot of our sins.
我听了怕得不得了。
And I was afraid.
我们做基督徒的如果这样犯罪，神会生气，神的仆人会责备我们。
As Christians, if we sin, God is going to be angry and His servant will rebuke us.
所以我就审查自己应当悔改。
And so I search myself upon places
that I should repent. 求主赦免我在这辈中间所被指责出来的罪恶。
May the Lord forgive me for the sins that I have been rebuked
upon. 当他讲这句话以后呢
？After he said that,
那一个老执事怎么回答他们
？The old deacon said,
我听了吓了一跳。
I was shocked.
他说你听他几次？
He asked how many times have you heard this pastor?
我第一次听他讲到。
The new Christian said for the first time.
怪不得你大惊小怪。
And the deacon said, "That's why you are shocked."
我们听他讲的很久，他常常这样闹脾气的。
And we have heard him many times. He's always so fierce.
他常常在台上骂人。
He always scolds people.
他常常发脾气的。
He's always have a bad temperament.
求主赦免他。
May the Lord forgive him.
当我听见这两个对，我吓死了。
When I heard the conversation, I was afraid.
因为一个刚刚信主不久的人。
Because a person who just believed in the Lord.
听见神的仆人发怒的时候。
When he heard the anger of the Lord through his servant.
责备罪恶的时候。
When the rebuke came.
他就审查自己。
He searched himself.
他就求主赦免。
He asked the Lord for forgiveness.
他蒙了光照又非常惧怕。
And he was afraid after he was enlightened.
想不到那个老执事。
On the other hand, the old deacon.
听神的仆人发怒的话，他是求主赦免那个神的仆人。
He asked God to forgive his servant for speaking fiercely.
因为他不够爱心，常常发脾气。
Because he has no love and is so fierce.
我们已经看惯赦免他很久了。
We are so used to it. We have forgiven him for long
time. 这两个人的态度完全不一样。
They are two completely different attitudes.
我那个时候刚刚出来做传道不久。
At that time, I just came out to preach.
我就醒悟过来了。
And suddenly, I was awakened.
因为同样一篇信息有两种反应。
So I know that the same sermon will elicit two different responses.
一种是肯受教的。谦卑领受这杯，预备悔改。
The first type of people are people with an attitude of humility, willing to repent.
另外一种是常常看惯这样的事情，把它当作平常。
Another type of people would have been used to all this and treated as normal.
然后用家暴的心说，我们比他有爱心，他这样这杯人求主赦免他。
And in hypocrisy, they will say that we have more love than the preacher, so may the Lord forgive him. When Jesus was on earth, after he has preached, who would repent? When Jesus was on earth, after he rebuked the people, who are the people who repented? It was a tax collector, the prostitutes, the sinners. They knew that Jesus was speaking about them. But when he preached the same message, did the Pharisees repent? Did the scribes become
humble?
What about the lawyers?
他们更硬着心，更抵挡耶稣基督传的话语。
They hardened their heart and they were rebelling against Jesus.
他们没有信心耶稣听的道条。
They did not combine what they heard with their faith.
所以他们的生命的状况越来越不对，越来越不好。
And the situation of the spiritual life deteriorated all the time.
所以耶稣对他们讲一句话。
So Jesus said to them,
因为我把真理传给你们。你们就因此想杀我。
Because I preach the truth to you, you want to kill me.
这是何等可怕的事情。
This is such a frightening thing.
为什么有人听得到又更讨厌上帝？
How can it be that when people hear the word of God, they hate him?
为什么有人听得到又更恨恶真理？
Why would some people hate the truth more after listening to the gospel?
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
给我们回转像小孩子一样。
So that we can be returned back like a child.
我们听的时候，我们有渴慕的心。
When we listen, we have a heart that's
humble. 受教的心。
A teachable heart.
谦卑的心。
A humble heart.
肯改过的心。
A heart that will turn around.
领受神的话语。
To receive His word.
这样每一句对你讲的话，就对你有莫大的益处了。
In this manner, every single word that's preached to you will be of great benefit to you.
因为如果我们没有用信心的所听的道调和，我们没有信心来平衡所听的道理，我们越听就越假冒为善。
Because if we do not combine what we have heard with our faith, the more we listen, the more hypocritical we will be.
犹太人为什么失败？
Why did the Jews fail?
因为没有听到好的消息。
Was it because they did not hear the good gospel?
因为神的话没有传给他们。
Was it because the word was not preached to them?
这里说福音传给我们，正如传给他们一样。
Here the Bible says the gospel has been spread to us just like it was spread to them.
这是对他们没有益处。
Just that it was no value to them.
他们听了等于没有听。
It was as if they had not heard it.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们没有用信心耶稣听得到调和。
Because they did not combine the word they heard with their faith.
现在来了一个很重要的神学问题了。
Here comes a very important theological question.
就是我如果听到的时候有信心调和，岂不是我先有信，再听到的时候才可以调和吗？
Does that mean that when I hear the word and then I combine with faith, does it not mean that I have faith first?
但是圣经岂不是信道是从听道来的吗？
But the Bible says faith comes from hearing.
这应当是本来没有信，听了道，道慢慢使我产生信才对。
So it seems that we should not have faith first, we should hear the word first, then we will have faith.
如果我本来没有信，要听了道才产生信，为什么你叫我听的时候要有信心，你所听得到调和？
If that were the case, how can I then combine faith with what I've heard?
所以这是个很严肃的神学的问题。
These are solemn theological questions.
那我们归正的人怎么样去了解这个困难？
Those of us who are reformed Christians, how should we understand this?
我们怎么样去明白这个矛盾的？
How can we understand these seemingly contradictions?
请你注意，这些事情圣经都已经赐下答案。
There's answers in the Bible.
人在没有领受神的道之前，他到底有没有基本的真理存在他里面呢？
Before we receive the word of God, do we have the fundamental truth of God in us?
有。
Yes.
这个基本的真理是什么呢？
What is this truth?
就是神赐给每一个人的普遍启示。
This is a general revelation that God has given to all men.
普遍启示是存在的。
The general revelation exists.
普遍的启示是平均赐给每一个人的。
It is given fairly to all men.
所以每个人内心深处都有一些真理的知识。
So deep in every man there is a wisdom.
每个人心里深处都有对神信仰的知识。
And deep in our hearts we have the knowledge of God.
就是神是存在的。
And that is God exists.
我相信他。
We believe in him.
所以来到上帝面前的人必须先信有上帝，又信他赐恩给寻求他的人。
For those of us who come before God, we must first believe that He is there and that He will give grace to those who seek after Him.
这样就把信心分成两部分。
There is therefore two portions of faith.
一方面就对神存在的信心。
The first one is the faith that God exists.
第二方面就对神继续施恩的信心。
The second one is the faith that God will continually be gracious.
对神存在的信心是一个基本知识，基本真理是普遍启示，已经放在人里面。
The faith that God exists is a general revelation that is in all men.
对神施恩的一个信心的等候，神的道降下来的时候，我明白他的应许，而进到那个里面。
The second type of faith is the faith that God will give me grace so that I can understand His promise and enter into His
presence. 这样，如果一个人从来没有听过福音，上帝凭着什么来审判他呢？
So if a person has not heard the gospel at all, how can God judge him?
没有听过福音吗？
He has not heard the gospel.
他从来不知道道理吗？
He doesn't know the truth.
他不可能产生信心吗？
He cannot have faith.
因为信道是从听到来的。
Because you say faith comes from hearing.
既然他本来不可能有信心，为什么神要审判自己从来没有听过道的人？
So how can God judge someone who has never heard His word?
罗马书第一章把答案告诉我。
Romans chapter 1 tells us the answer.
因为上帝的愤怒从天上降临在不情不义的人身上。
The wrath of God is revealed from heaven upon all unholiness.
就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
And that is people who are unrighteous and opposed to the truth.
这个阻挡真理，希腊文原来的意思就是压制真理的人。
In the Greek original word, it means people who suppresses the truth.
压制什么真理呢？
What kind of truth is
that? 是神已经放在人心里面的基本信心的那个真理。
And that is the truth that God has already placed into all men.
那个基本信心的真理是什么真理呢？
What is this fundamental truth that God has placed in all men?
19节20节告诉我们，原来人所能知道的，上帝原显明在人的里面。
Verse 19 of Romans chapter 1 tells us that all that we can know, God already revealed it to us.
上帝早就给他们显明。
In the very beginning, He revealed in our hearts.
显明什么呢？
What is
revelation? 显明神是存在的。
Revelation is that God exists.
你说我看不见。
You say I cannot see Him.
你却不能推诿。
But you cannot deny Him.
因为接下去是虽然眼不能见，但是借着所造之物，叫我们无可推诿。
Because the next verse says, although we cannot see Him, but through His nature and the work that He has done, we cannot deny Him.
这一种解释就是我们明白这个困难在哪里了。
This explanation shows us the difficulty.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我虽然第一次听到
Although I'm hearing the word for the first time,
我也可以用信心以所听的道调
But I still can combine it with my faith.
相信神是说话的神神存在、哦、现在我听见他的话语
Because I believe that God is a God that speaks and that he exists and so I combine it with my faith.
没有一个人可以逃避上帝的审判
In this manner, no one can escape God's judgment.
我们每个人都有信在我们里面
Because all of us already have the faith.
基本的信
A fundamental faith.
是那已经显明的神存在的普遍启示的信
A general revelation that shows us that God already exists.
用这种心来以所听得到跳舞的时候
When we use this attitude and faith to combine with the word we hear,
道就成为一个种子在我里面，使我们产生第二种更深入一层的信仰的信心。
The word will become like a seed in our heart, so that we have a second type of faith.
那个信心是什么呢
？What type of faith is this?
就是得着救赎的信心。
And this is a faith that receives the salvation.
一生和好的信心。
A faith that reconciles with God.
明白特殊启示真理所需要的信心。
The faith that tells us about the special revelation of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这些以色列人在旷野中间，他们倒闭了。
The Israelites fell in the wilderness.
因为他们没有信心以所听得到的调和。
Because they did not combine what they heard with their faith.
他们的不信的恶心，抵挡神，反对神。
Their sinful, unbelieving heart were against the Lord.
他们试神探神。
They tested him and tried him.
40年之久观看上帝的作为。
And for 40 years, they observed what God would do to them.
上帝厌烦他们。
And God was sick of them.
上帝的怒中发誓。
And he declared an oath in his anger.
上帝发誓做什么？
What is this oath?
什么叫做发誓？
What does having an oath mean?
发誓是不得不要表示自己的清白，表示自己的诚实，表示自己所讲的话的可靠性，指着比自己更大的。来把自己的生命在里面做印证，这个叫做发誓。
Oath is something to do to defend your own innocence, to show that what you say is true, and you use a higher power to put an oath upon.
当你要表示你的真实的时候
，when you want to show your faithfulness and truth,
人又不相信你
，and people do not believe.
好，我就发誓给你看。
You say I will take an oath.
当你发誓的时候
，when you take an oath,
你执着比你更高的
，you take it upon someone higher than you.
执着绝对者
，to the absolute.
执着天。
Towards God,
就是上帝发誓
Towards heaven.
那这样的标示的有鉴察我的有审判我的知道我所讲的是真的这个叫发誓
It means that there's a power that can search me and to prove that what I say is true.
那么当神发誓什么意思
But what happens when God gave a oath?
有没有比神更高的呢
Can there be anything higher than God?
有没有比神更有威严的呢
Is there anyone more stronger than God?
上帝是最高最大最圣洁最威严的上帝
God is the greatest God, the most powerful God, and the most holy God.
所以每次上帝发誓都是自作自己发誓。
So every time God takes an oath, he takes an oath upon himself.
到底什么事情大到这个地步，连上帝都用发誓的原则来讲话呢
？But what is this big thing that happened for God to take an oath?
这是太少见的事情。
This is something very rare indeed.
圣经记载上帝发誓几次
？The Bible recorded it several times.
这其中的一次。
And this is one of them.
消极性的一个发誓。
It is a passive one.
他是在怒中发誓。
And he took an oath in his anger.
在厌烦那时代之后发誓。
And he took an oath after he was sick of the generation.
他说什么？你们断不可以进入我的安息。
He said they shall never enter my rest.
所以这个发誓之后讲的话呢，就变成一个咒诅了。
And these words became a curse.
变成一个刑罚的话语。
It became a punishment.
变成一个消极的预言。
It is a passive prophecy.
这一代的人啊
，The generation
不能进入我的安息。
Will never enter into my rest.
从表面来看
，From the surface，
他们就没有进到迦南美地了。
It's simply that they did not enter
the promised land. 从表面来看
，From the surface，
他们虽然一个一个出埃及。结果一个一个死在旷野。
One by one they left Egypt and one by one they died in the wilderness.
所以那些从埃及出来的人
，Those who left Egypt，
没有一个进迦南。
None of them entered into the promised
land. 他们个个都死在这个旷野。
All of them died in the wilderness.
而那些进迦南的人
，And those who entered into，
没有一个曾经从埃及出来。
Not one were from Egypt.
他们在旷野里面生的人。
They were born in the wilderness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
不但那时代的人个个倒在旷野。
Not only did the people of that generation fell,
连带领他们出埃及的摩西也倒在旷野。
Moses who led them out of Egypt also fell in the wilderness.
神后来只有许可两个人进迦南。
Only two persons entered into the promised land.
一个是约书亚
，Joshua was.
一个是迦勒。
And Caleb.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为在十二个探子中间，
这两个是真正有信心。
Because out of 12 spies, there are the two that have true faith.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这样就把不信与信把它区分出来了。
There's a separation between the faithful and the unfaithful.
这些探子为什么不信呢？
Why did the spies not believe?
因为他们被现象吓坏了。
Because they were frightened by what they saw.
他们进到迦南地的时候，
when they entered into Canaan,
他们看见迦南人的大得不得了。
They saw that the Canaanites were
strong. 哦，这一块一块什么水果、芒果都有的。
They were very muscular.
他们真是结实，真是肥鹅。
And they looked very strong and mighty.
他们想想我们这些以色列人在旷野已经没有东西吃了，几十年走到这里，现在差不多都累死了，怎么能打仗呢？
They think that Israelites have been weakened in the wilderness. We can't even fight a war.
对，他们一看见迦南人，心都消化了。
And they were disappointed and discouraged.
他们看见的是什么？
What did they see?
他看见的是仇敌可怕的地方。
They see the frightening sight of the
animals. 他们没有看见的是什么？
What did they not see?
他们没有看见与他们同在的是创造天地万物的主。
They did not see that the Lord that is with them is the Lord that created heaven and earth.
他们说看见的是什么？
What did they see?
看见的困难在前头。
They saw the difficulties in front of them.
他们没有看见的是什么呢？
What did they not see?
是神的应许带他们前行。
They did not see the promise of God that will lead them forward.
上帝说，我看你们这四十年在旷野。根本没有看见我的作为。
So God said, for 40 years in the wilderness, you have never understood my
word. 你们四十年在旷野观看我的作为，你从来没有看见我的作为。
For 40 years you have observed my word, but you have never seen it.
上帝太失望了。
God was disappointed.
你们看见，但你没有看见。
For seeing is as if you have
你们听见，但你没有听见。
Although you have heard, you have never listened.
因为福音传给你们，是对你们无益的。
Because the gospel was spread to you, but it's of no value.
我行了这么多的作为，你们是看不见的。
And all these signs that I've done for you, you do not see.
所以这些不信的人啊。
And all you unbelievers,
你们断不能进入我的安息。
You shall never enter my rest.
上帝发誓这样的话，就变成咒诅，变成刑罚的话语。
And the words of God in His oath becomes a curse.
不但以色列人离开埃及，个个倒在旷野。
He applied not only to the Israelites.
连摩西也不能进迦南。
Oh, Moses was included.
因为他不照神所讲的话，吩咐石头出水来。
Because he did not follow the commandment of God to command the rocks to give off water.
击打磐石。
He hit the rock.
违背了基督只一次受害，不能重复的这个原则。
And he violated the principle that Christ would suffer only once.
上帝说，摩西啊。
And God said, Moses,
因为你不听我的话，
because you disobeyed me,
你不在众百姓面前尊我为圣，
because you did not treat me as holy in front of your people,
你击打了磐石，
you hit the rock,
所以你不能进迦南，
so you cannot enter into,
不能进那个安息之地，
you cannot enter into the land of rest,
你要站在山上，你要远处看见，你就亲身不能进入。
You will stand on the hills and you will watch it from afar, but you will never enter it.
就像那世代的人都要灭绝。
In this manner, the entire generation were destroyed.
连摩西也不能进到迦南美地。
Including Moses himself.
所以迦南美地是预表安息。
The Canaan represented the rest.
预表神要给他们的安息。
It represented the rest that God has given to them.
那么的上帝不是兴起约书亚吗？
Did God not raise Joshua?
摩西把他们从埃及领出来。
Moses brought the people out from Egypt.
他的责任一半。
And he has finished half of his responsibility. The other half,
约书亚把他们带进迦南美地。
Joshua brought them into promised land.
那么这约书亚把他们带进安息。
And Joshua brought them into the rest.
摩西把他们脱离劳苦。
Moses delivered them from their labors.
脱离法老王统辖所给他们做奴隶的这种劳苦。
And delivered them from the pain and suffering as slaves.
约书亚把他们带进神所应许在迦南美地的安息。
Joshua brought them into the rest that God has promised in the promised land.
那么你说摩西失败的，约书亚就成功了？
Does that mean that Moses had failed and Joshua succeeded?
Joshua 这个字呢，在新约就是耶稣。
Because in the New Testament, Joshua is the same as Jesus.
所以约书亚应当是预表耶稣的意思。
So Joshua seems to represent Christ.
摩西预表律法。
And Moses represented the law.
预备人。
To prepare us,
认知自己的罪。
To know of our sin.
约书亚预表耶稣基督。
And Joshua represented Christ.
把人从罪的捆绑拯救出来，进到救恩的安息里面。
To deliver us from the bondage of sin and enter into the rest of salvation.
迦南是一个得胜。
Canaan is a victory.
出埃及是一个得救。
Exodus is a salvation.
出埃及表示你得救了。
Coming out of Egypt means that you're saved.
进迦南表示你得胜。
By entering into the promised land is victory.
出埃及的时候。
in the Exodus,
你脱离为奴之地。
You are living in slavery.
进迦南的时候，
but when you enter into the promised
land, 你享受神儿女的自由。
You are enjoying the freedom to be children of God.
基督徒不但得救了，基督徒还有得胜。
Christians not only receive salvation, we receive the victory.
那么犹太人在不信的中间被灭绝了一代。
In the unbelief, the Jews were destroyed in one generation.
应当可以靠约书亚就得胜进了迦南美地区。
Through Joshua, they could have entered into the promised land.
但是约书亚真的把他们带进那个安息吗？
But did Joshua bring them into the rest?
这是犹太人第三个可以骄傲的地方。
This is the third area of pride for the Jews.
一个骄傲是他们的道是天使，上帝借着天使赐给他们。
The first pride is that their law came from the angels.
第二个骄傲是摩西是神赐给他们最大的先知，把律法教导他们。
The second pride will be Moses as the greatest prophet they have.
第三个骄傲是因为约书亚把他们带进迦南，享受神给他们的应许。
The third area of pride will be Joshua leading them into the promised land.
这一个一个都不成为最应当夸口的事情。
But all these are not what they should be most proud of.
耶稣基督远远超过天使。
Because Jesus is far superior to the angels.
耶稣基督高过摩西。
And Jesus is greater than Moses.
这里就提到耶稣基督高过约书亚。
And here we see Jesus higher than Joshua.
希伯来人的夸口，希伯来人的傲慢，希伯来人以为自己超过所有民族的这些最重要的这些夸口，一个一个被打下来。
And all these boasting of the Hebrews are destroyed one by one.
我们大家来看这一段很重要的话语。
Let us see this very important verse.
我们大家从第四节开始再来读。
From verse 4 onwards.
我先读第三节，由你们一直读，一直读到第八节。但我们已经相信的人得以进入那安息，正如上帝所说，我在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。其实造物之工从创世以来已经成全了，论到第七日有一处说，到第七日上帝就歇了他一切的工，又有一处说，他们断不可进入我的安息。既然有进安息的人，那先前听见的非你，因为不顺从不得进去。第七节，所以过了多年，就在大卫的书上又限定一日，如经上所记说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心。第八节，若是约书亚一叫他们得了安息，后来上帝就不再提别的日子了。这表示什么？约书亚没有把他们带进那个安息。
Verse 8 tells us that Joshua did not bring them into that rest.
约书亚没有办法把他们带到神的应许那个安息。
Joshua was not able to bring them into the promised rest of God.
这个什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这表示进迦南不等于就是神永远旨意中间真正的安息。
It means that the entering of the promised land is not the rest that God has promised.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为迦南还在地上。
Because Canaan is on earth.
神应许我们是天上一切的福气。
And the promise that God has given to us is blessings from heaven.
迦南的征战是肉身血气之中的征战。
The battle over Canaan is one of flesh.
我们以后要得做的得胜是属灵的，永远的不朽的基业，存到永永远远的那一个神的应许。
And the victory we will have will last forever and will never decay.
所以约书亚不过是预表。
Joshua was foreshadowed.
约书亚没有真正把以色列人带进那个安息。
He did not truly bring the Israelites into the rest.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
真正的约书亚
，The true Joshua,
真正的救世主
，The true Savior,
是那大祭司耶稣基督
，Is the high great priest Jesus Christ.
感谢上帝
，Thanks be to God.
如果当时摩西、约书亚已经成就的话
，If Moses and Joshua had succeeded,
那么犹太人就安息了。
Then the Jews would have rest.
这里告诉我不是如此。
But this is not what the Bible says.
上帝就限定一个新的日子。
God has set another day.
要把我们带进安息。
To bring us into the rest.
新的日子什么意思？
What does this new date mean?
表示不与旧的相同。
It means that it's separate from the old system.
与旧的不一样的。
It is different.
在旧的里面你不能达到。
In the old you cannot reach it.
新的应许来到。
But the new promise came.
那么这新的一个日子是什么日子？
What is this new day?
在圣经里面曾经做过一个比较简单的描写。
There is a pretty simple illustration in the Bible.
你们出埃及的时候，
When you leave Egypt,
你们受安息的。
You have rest.
你为什么受安息的呢？
Why do you have Sabbath rest?
因为你受安息的要纪念上帝曾经叫我们从埃及被为奴之地被释放出来。
The Sabbath rest is to remember that God delivered us from slavery.
到那日。
until that day.
你们要守的安息日不是这样。
Your seventh day is not like this.
纪念上帝曾经从被掳之地把你们解救回来。
You remember that God has saved you from enslavery.
所以这个不一样的。
It's a different.
从前是在埃及为奴之地，在法老手下被释放出来。
In the first case, you are delivered from the hands of Pharaoh in Egypt. But this is not an eternal deliverance. And they sin again. And they were rebelling again. And God captured them with Nebuchadnezzar. When Jeremiah prophesied this, the Jews were angry. What did Jeremiah? That you will be captured for 70 years. When he prophesied
that,
the Jews were angry because they thought they had received their salvation and rest.
所以他们就把耶利米抓起来,
and they captured Jeremiah
放在孤井的里面,
and put him into a well
厉害他,
and persecuted him, wanted to kill him.
他甚至身体差不多已经腐烂了,
and his body was decaying.
神保守了他,
and God preserved him.
耶利米预言,
Jeremiah
你们要被掳七十,
you will be captured for 70 years.
但你在神面前听见这样的话,
and Daniel heard the same prophecy.
以西结也知道这样的事情,
Ezekiel knew the same thing.
就是以色列人要向耶利米先知所预言的被掳七十年,
that is the Israelites will fulfill the prophecy of Micah.
然后另外一天,
the next day,
上帝要拯救他们出来,
God will want to rescue them.
你们不是纪念那时你出埃及为奴之地的耶和华,
so you are not remembering the Jehovah God that delivered you from Egypt.
你们纪念那拯救你们脱离巴比伦受掳之地而得释放的耶和华,
but you're remembering the Jehovah God that delivered you from the Babylonians.
不是两个不同的耶和华,
it doesn't mean there's two gods.
是两个不同的拯救,
or two salvation.
埃及拯救出来,
the salvation from Egypt.
你以后没有得到安息,
there is no rest after that.
从巴比伦再把你解放出来,
and then another delivery from Babylon. Also no rest.
现在最后的安息就是神自己的安息,
and the final rest must be the rest of God.
安息什么意思呢?
What does Sabbath mean?
结束你一切的工作,
it means you end all your work.
停止你一切的挣扎,
you stop all your struggles.
停止你一切的劳苦,
you stop all your labor.
整个松懈下来,
and have full relaxation.
上帝造天地几天?
How many days did God use to build
几天?
Heaven and earth?
六天,
6 days.
第七天呢?
On the seventh day,
他就歇息了,
he rested.
他就停止创造自己,
he stopped the work of creation.
那么当上帝歇息的时候,
when God rested, did other people rest?
有没有啊?
Did they rest?
上帝造亚当造完了, 一造完了以后, 第六天结束了, 第七天上帝休息, 亚当也跟着休息吗?
Did Adam rest together with God?
你说没有吧?
He said,
怎么亚当一造成, 一刚刚做好, 马上就度假, 不可以的吗?
It's not possible to have a holiday right after the creation.
这是神自己的休假,
it is God's own rest.
神自己的安息,
God's own rest.
最高的神享受的安息,
the highest God rested himself.
造了万有之后,
after he created all things,
想休息了,
he rested.
像伟大的母亲,
like a great mother,
贤妻良母,
a good wife,
早上四五点就起来,
may wake at 4 a.m. in the morning,
收拾清楚,
to tidy up the whole place,
进到厨房,
to enter into the kitchen,
预备食物,
to prepare the food.
全部弄好了以后,
after he prepared all things,
6点多的时候,
at 6 something,
叫醒他的丈夫,
he will wake the husband,
叫醒他的孩子,
and wake the children,
把他们请来吃饭,
and gather them for breakfast.
Say,
behold the great feast I
prepared
for you. When you are still dreaming, I already
cooked
for you. And once you awake, you can
partake
of it. After that, what happens? She will send the husband away for work, and to send the children to school, and she will send them herself. After that,
she will come
back to the room. She will close the room.
你们去上学, 现在轮到我,
it's my time to rest.
就伟大的母亲,
a great mother,
现在享受她自己的安息,
will now enjoy her own rest. This is a rest that cannot be shared.
她配的这个休息,
she deserves it.
因为她先劳苦以后才休息,
because she labored first, then she rested.
亲爱的弟兄姊,
dear brothers and sisters,
当你辛辛苦苦, 辛辛苦苦, 找了一个爱人, 用各样的 精神心血金钱, 结果还没结婚以后, 结婚以后, 你说, 我们去度蜜月吧,
when you try your best to court someone using all your money and resources, after you get married, you want to go for honeymoon.
你的岳母说, 我跟你去好吗?
And your mother-in-law say, I will follow you.
你说, no, 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 no.
You say no.
This time, no. Next time, yes.
Maybe next time.
这是我们的安息的时间。
This is our rest.
所以你夫妻自己度蜜月的时候，不要被别人分享。
So the husband and wife, when they have a honeymoon, they are not willing to share with others.
上帝说，
But God said,
我要把我的安息给你分享。
I want to share my rest with you.
你可以进入我的安息。
You can enter into my rest.
你有这么大的爱吗？
This is such great love.
这么大的应许。
This is such a great promise.
那安息是主自己的安息。
That rest is the rest of God Himself.
这安息是迦南地吗？
Is this the Canaan, the promised land? No.
这安息是从巴比伦出来吗？
Is this the rescue from Babylon?
不是。这安息是什么？
What is this rest?
现在请问，告诉我，耶稣基督没有死以前，
Before Jesus died,
他留下一个东西给他的门徒。
He left something for his disciples.
什么呢？
What is this?
耶稣的牧师袍是吗？
Is it his robe?
不是。
No.
耶稣天国的印章。
Was it his seal?
耶稣给什么？
What did he leave behind?
给什么？平安。哇，你们
聊得很好。
我把平安赐给你。
My peace I leave with you.
我把我自己的平安赐给你。
I leave my own peace with you.
我所赐给你不像世人所赐的。
What I've given you is not like the world.
那个真正的安息。
That true peace.
是主自己的安息。
Is the true rest of God.
人可以脱离各样的烦恼、忧愁、惧怕、痛苦。
We can be delivered from all sorts of worries, pain, and suffering.
享受这个安息。
To enjoy this rest.
耶稣基督还没有上十字架前，已经留下安息。
And he gave us his rest before he was crucified.
他说你们不要忧愁。
So he said, do not be worried.
你们也不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
我再问你。
Let me ask you again.
耶稣从死里复活以后。
After the resurrection of Christ.
每一次见人讲什么话呢？
Every time he sees someone, what will he say?
讲什么呢？
What did he say?
愿你们平安。
Peace be with you.
愿你们平安。
May you have peace.
所以那上帝要与人分享的平安和安息。
And the peace and rest that God wants to share with you.
基督教的死与复活所成全的救恩所带来的赦罪的平安都与神同在的时候。
Is the peace and the sharing of God because of the death and salvation that Jesus has brought to us.
这个安息里面
In this rest,
没有你的挣扎。
There is no struggle.
没有我的功劳。
There is no work.
在不靠我们自己的工作。
It is nothing to do with ourselves.
你的安息就卸下一切的工作。
Because in rest we give up all our work.
Rest in the Lord.
We rest in Him.
No more struggle.
没有挣扎。
No more human merit.
没有人的功劳。
No more our good works.
没有我们自己的功效。
Only the peace in Jesus Christ.
只有耶稣基督里面的平安。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to Him.
那么这个安息要怎么样去得着它呢？
How can we have this rest?
后面这句话很奇怪。
And this word is strange.
我们要接力进入那安息。
We must try our best to enter into the rest.
我们努力进入那安息。
We must be diligent to enter the rest.
既然安息是没有努力的。
It seems that rest has no work.
为什么要接力进入那安息？
So why should we make every effort to enter in verse 11?
恐怕我们像那些不信从的人，我们结果自己失去。
So that no one will fail by following the example of disobedience.
这些不信的人就跌倒了。
Because all these unbelievers fell.
所以这里的意思是什么呢？
What is the meaning of this verse?
我们要努力在心里面享受神给我们的安息。
That means we must make every effort in our faith to enjoy the rest that God has given to us.
义人必因信得生。
The righteous will survive, will live because of faith.
信的人。
Those who believe.
是殷勤的人。
Are people who are
diligent. 信的人。
Those who believe.
是竭力认识耶和华的人。
Are people who seek after Jehovah God.
信的人。
Those who believe.
是努力进天国的人。
Are those who work hard to enter the kingdom.
信的人。
Those who believe.
背十字架跟随主。
Are those who carry the cross and follow him.
我们也竭力进入那安息。
We make every effort to enter into this rest.
免得像那些不信从的人，他们就跌倒了。
So that we will not fall by following the disobedience.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
上帝应许我们安息。
God promises us his rest.
上帝把我们留下来。
He left us behind on earth.
我们成为一个余土。
And we become the remnant.
在不幸的世代灭绝的时候。
When the generation of unbelief pass away.
留下我们可以见证他的信实。
We will be left behind as a testimony to his faithfulness.
神的信实不会因为人的不信就落空了。
The faithfulness of God will not disappear because of our unbelief.
神的应许都是是的。
All his promises will come true.
神的应许都是真实的。
All his promises are true.
在哪里呢？
Where?
在基督里都是是的，都是阿们的。
It is all amen within Jesus Christ.
所以这个应许的这个安息就在基督里面。
And this rest is in Jesus Christ.
基督把他自己的平安赐给我们。
And Christ gave us His own peace.
我们要勇敢。
We must be courageous.
我们要努力。
We must work
hard. 我们有信心去享受这个安息。
With our faith, we want to enjoy this rest.
义人必因信得生。
The righteous will live by faith.
义人不可退后。
the righteous will not retreat.
你退后, 我就不喜悦。
If you retreat, I will not be pleased with you.
感谢上,
thanks be with God.
那一个安息,
that rest,
另外一天的安息,
that rest on that day,
是神自己预备的安息,
is the rest that God Himself prepared.
我们与主一同享受他的平安,
and together with the Lord, we share in His peace.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
基督徒是谁呢?
Who are the Christians?
基督徒是享受神平安的人。
Christians are people who enjoy the rest of God.
我们很多人传福音的时候不解释，就说信耶稣的平安。Sometimes
we do not explain and we say believe in Jesus and you have peace.
信耶稣的喜乐。You
have joy when you believe in Jesus.
很多人信了，一信耶稣不必锁门，强盗也不会进来。So
some people think that if you believe in Jesus Christ, we need not lock the door and the robbers will not come.
信耶稣不读书也会考第一名。And
you don't have to study and you will score well in exam.
信耶稣乱吃也不会泻肚子。And
you can eat anything you want, you will not have a diarrhea.
因为信耶稣的平安。Because
you have peace when you believe in Jesus.
不是的。
That's not the case.
你因信得胜,
you have victory through your faith.
信的时候,
when you believe,
你就投入主的胸怀,
you enter into the bosom of God.
享受他的平安,
and enjoy His peace.
他的安息,
His rest.
耶稣基督说,
Lord Jesus says,
我心里柔和谦卑,
my heart is gentle and humble.
你们当负我的,
and you should take on my yoke.
学我的样式,
and follow my example.
我心里柔和谦卑,
my heart is gentle and humble.
只有耶稣基督,
only Jesus Christ,
最危难的时候,
in his most difficult time,
他是平静的,
is completely at peace.
仇敌杀死他的时候,
when the enemies killed him,
他就求父赦免,
he asked the Lord to forgive them.
当人要抓住他的时候,
when they tried to capture him,
他毫无畏惧也不逃走,
he was not afraid and he did not escape.
这样的平安,
such a peace,
是救赎之功效,
comes from the salvation.
就是他成全以后要赐给你给我,
and when he perfected the salvation, he would give it to you and I.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
耶稣是救主,
Jesus is the Savior.
为我们传承救赎,
and he accomplished salvation.
这种平安,
such a peace,
其实赦罪给我们,
has been given to us.
这种平安,
this peace,
与我们分享,
is shared with us.
请问,
let me ask the question,
我们有了这样的平安,
do we have such a peace?
只有耶稣可以这样说,
only Jesus can say
this.
All you have labored, come before me.
我必给你,
I will give you rest.
感谢上,
thanks be to him.
我们低头祷告,
let us pray.